Good morning and welcome to Simply AI. It's Tuesday, April 9th. On today's show, researchers from COST and Harvard introduce MiniGPT-4 Video, a multimodal large language model designed specifically for video understanding. This machine learning paper introduces Jailbreak Bench, an open robustness benchmark for jailbreaking large language models. Plus, MeetKai releases Functionary V2.4, an alternative to OpenAI function calling models. This coverage and more up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with a look at the rapidly evolving world of digital communication, where the integration of visual and textual data for enhanced video understanding has become a critical area of research. Large language models, or LLMs, have shown impressive capabilities in processing and generating text, transforming how we interact with digital content. However, these models have primarily been text-centric, leaving a significant gap in their ability to comprehend and interact with the more complex and dynamic medium of video. Here to discuss this further is Abby, a correspondent for Simply AI.
That's right, David. Videos offer a rich tapestry of temporal visual data coupled with textual information, such as subtitles or conversations. This combination presents a unique challenge: designing models to process this multimodal data and understand the nuanced interplay between visual scenes and accompanying text. Traditional methods have made strides in this direction, yet they often fall short of capturing the full depth of videos, leading to a loss of critical information.
So what's the solution to this problem?
Researchers from COST and Harvard University have presented MiniGPT-4 Video, a pioneering multimodal LLM tailored specifically for video understanding. This model expands on the success of MiniGPT V2, which revolutionized the translation of visual features into actionable insights for static images. MiniGPT-4 Video takes this innovation to the realm of video, processing visual and textual data sequences to achieve a deeper comprehension of videos.
How does MiniGPT-4 Video differ from other models in handling multimodal inputs?
MiniGPT-4 Video distinguishes itself through its innovative approach to handling multimodal inputs. The model reduces information loss by concatenating every four adjacent visual tokens, effectively lowering the token count while preserving essential visual details. It then enriches this visual representation with textual data, incorporating subtitles for each frame. This method allows MiniGPT-4 Video to process visual and textual elements concurrently, providing a comprehensive understanding of video content.
And how has this model performed in comparison to others?
The model's performance is noteworthy, demonstrating significant improvements across several benchmarks, including MSVD, MSRVTT, TGIF, and TVQA. Specifically, it registered gains of 4.22%, 1.3%, 20.82%, and 13.1% on these benchmarks, respectively.
What's the significance of using subtitles as input in this model?
The inclusion of subtitles has proven beneficial in contexts where textual information complements visual data. For example, in the TVQA benchmark, the integration of subtitles led to a remarkable increase in accuracy from 33.9% to 54.21%. underscoring the value of combining visual and textual data for enhanced video understanding. However, for datasets primarily focused on visual questions, the addition of subtitles did not significantly impact performance, indicating the model's versatility and adaptability to different types of video content.
So, what does this mean for the future of video understanding?
MiniGPT-4 Video offers a robust solution that adeptly navigates the complexities of integrating visual and textual data. By directly inputting both types of data, the model achieves a higher level of comprehension and sets a new benchmark for future research in multimodal content analysis. Its impressive performance across diverse benchmarks demonstrates its potential to revolutionize how we interact with, interpret, and leverage video content in various applications. As the digital landscape continues to evolve, models like MiniGPT-4 Video pave the way for more nuanced and comprehensive approaches to understanding video's rich, multimodal world.
That was Simply AI, reporter Abby, bringing us a significant development. Now, let's shift gears to discuss the challenges of evaluating jailbreaking attacks on large language models, or LLMs. These include the lack of standard evaluation practices, incomparable cost and success rate calculations, and numerous works that are not reproducible. Despite the aim of LLMs to align with human values, these attacks can still prompt harmful or unethical content. This suggests that even advanced LLMs aren't fully adversarially aligned. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply AI.
That's right, David. Prior research shows that even top-performing LLMs lack adversarial alignment, making them susceptible to jailbreaking attacks. These attacks can be initiated through various means, such as handcrafted prompts, auxiliary LLMs, or iterative optimization. While defense strategies have been proposed, LLMs remain highly vulnerable. This makes benchmarking the advancement of jailbreaking attacks and defenses crucial, particularly for safety-critical applications.
So how are researchers addressing these challenges?
Researchers from the University of Pennsylvania, ETH Zurich, EPFL, and Sony AI have introduced Jailbreak Bench. It's a benchmark designed to standardize best practices in the evolving field of LLM jailbreaking. Its core principles focus on complete reproducibility through open sourcing jailbreak prompts, extensibility to accommodate new attacks, defenses, and LLMs, and accessibility of the evaluation pipeline for future research.
What does Jailbreak Bench offer in terms of reproducibility and comparison?
Jailbreak Bench ensures maximal reproducibility by collecting and archiving jailbreak artifacts, aiming to establish a stable basis of comparison. It includes a leaderboard to track the state-of-the-art jailbreaking attacks and defenses, aiming to identify leading algorithms and establish open-source baselines. They accept various types of jailbreaking attacks and defenses, all evaluated using the same metrics. Their red teaming pipeline is efficient, affordable, and cloud-based, eliminating the requirement for local GPUs.
And how have the early results been?
Early results highlight LlamaGuard as a preferred jailbreaking evaluator, indicating the susceptibility of both open and closed-source LLMs to attacks despite some mitigation by existing defenses. Comparing three jailbreaking attack artifacts within Jailbreak Bench, Llama 2 demonstrates greater robustness than Vicuna and GPT models, likely because of explicit fine-tuning on jailbreaking prompts.
What does this mean for the future of LLMs and their defenses?
This research introduces an innovative method, Jailbreak Bench, an open-sourced benchmark for evaluating jailbreak attacks. It includes a dataset featuring 100 unique behaviors, an evolving repository of adversarial prompts, a standardized evaluation framework, and a leaderboard monitoring attack and defense performance across LLMs. This could be a significant step towards understanding and mitigating the vulnerabilities of LLMs.
Thanks for the insights, Celeste. Now, let's shift our focus to another development in the AI field. MeetKai has recently introduced its latest contribution, Functionary Small V2.4 and Functionary Medium V2.4. These new versions represent a significant advancement, particularly in the area of large language models and their practical applicability. Here to discuss this further is Michael, a correspondent for Simply AI. Can you tell us more about these new versions and their significance?
Certainly, David. Functionary 2.4 is a significant achievement in the field of open-source AI models. MeetKai, the developer, has focused on the practical application of language model machines by emphasizing tool usage and orchestration of higher-order functions. The inclusion of code interpreter capabilities in this release is a clear indication of MeetKai's commitment to improving the usefulness and accessibility of AI technologies.
What sets Functionary 2.4 apart from other models?
Functionary 2.4 stands out due to its compatibility and performance. It's the only open-source model that offers one-to-one compatibility with all OpenAI capabilities. This highlights MeetKai's commitment to promoting an inclusive AI ecosystem. Additionally, the model shows a significant increase of 11.82% in raw performance when evaluated against the SGD dataset, a simulation of real-world customer applications of language model models.
Can you elaborate on the code interpreter feature of Functionary 2.4?
Absolutely. The introduction of a code interpreter is a game changer. Previous versions struggled with data analysis queries that required executing code and using the results to inform responses. With Functionary 2.4, MeetKai has significantly improved this capability, enhancing the model's ability to generate valid code and provide more accurate responses based on the code's results. This opens up new possibilities for developers to create more sophisticated and responsive AI-driven applications.
What can we expect from future releases of Functionary?
Future releases promise even greater improvements. Functionary 2.5, for instance, will focus on larger context grounding to further reduce inaccuracies and enhance response quality. These advancements in Functionary 2.4 and beyond are a clear indication of the potential for open source AI models to drive innovation and solve complex real-world problems.
That's certainly something to look forward to. Thanks, Michael. Speaking of forward-looking developments, let's turn our attention to the training of large language models, or LLMs. Researchers from Google DeepMind and Anthropic have introduced a novel approach for training LLMs on neurally compressed text, named Equal Info Windows. This could potentially overcome the limitations of subword tokenization and the associated computational costs. Here to delve into this topic is Bella, a correspondent for Simply AI. Can you tell us more about this new approach?
Certainly, David. The Equal Info Windows technique achieves significantly higher compression rates than traditional methods without compromising the learnability or performance of LLMs. The key innovation lies in processing highly compressed text that retains efficiency and effectiveness in model training and inference tasks.
Interesting. Can you explain how this methodology works?
The methodology employs a two-model system, M1, a smaller language model for compressing text using arithmetic coding, and M2, a larger LLM trained on the compressed output. The process involves segmenting text into uniform blocks that each compress to a specific bit length and then tokenizing this compressed data for M2 training. The research utilizes the C4 dataset for model training. This setup aims to maintain efficiency and effectiveness in model performance across large datasets by ensuring consistent compression rates and providing stable inputs for the LLM.
And what were the results of using this Equal Info Windows technique?
Models trained using Equal Info Windows significantly outperform traditional methods. Specifically, LLMs utilizing this technique remarkably improve perplexity scores and inference speeds. For example, models trained with Equal Info Windows on perplexity benchmarks surpassed byte-level baselines by a wide margin, reducing perplexity by up to 30% across various tests. Furthermore, there was a noticeable acceleration in inference speed, with models demonstrating up to a 40% increase in processing speed compared to conventional training setups.
That's quite impressive. What does this mean for the future of large language model training?
The introduction of Equal Info Windows marks a significant advancement in model training methodologies. It improves the scalability and performance of language models and opens new avenues for research in data compression and efficient model training. It's a promising development that could potentially revolutionize how we train large language models.
That's certainly something to look forward to. Thanks for that, Bella. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.